This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim. We have an amazing topic today. I want you to fasten your seatbelts for really a tremendous topic which will elevate our appreciation of the Haggadah, and especially this time in world history, it will inspire us to be Metzapel Yeshua. And the subject of today's shiur is the Haggadah of Mashiach. In other words, what will the Seder night be like when Mashiach comes? So welcome everyone, Bruchim Abam to the Kol Agada Pirka. Thank you everybody for joining. This will really, I believe, be our last shiur before the Yom Tov of Pesach. Next Monday is already Erev Pesach. More correctly, next Monday is Pesach, and Monday night is Chag HaMatzos. Erev Pesach, of course, is called Pesach in the Torah. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef, yesterday the Sefer Lag BaOmer was fully submitted. If anybody would like to participate, there are a lot of available ways that you could partner with the Sefer. Anybody who could be Mishtatef would be greatly appreciated. So that's on the horizons, as well as the Sefer Lashon HaKodesh on Chinuch HaBanim. Today's shiur started right before COVID broke. I was sitting in the shul, and someone walked in, a rabbi from Eretz Yisrael, and he asked me, okay, where is there a minyan for Mincha? So this was really the day that like COVID first came. So I said, you know, you could go to this and this place for Mincha, and he told me, oh, by the way, I have a new Sefer. Do I want to buy it? So I told him, sure, I always like new Sfarim. I said, I also have a new Sefer. Do you want it? So we traded Sfarim, and the name of the Sefer was Haggadas HaPesach of Rabbi Avi Grossman, Harav Avi Grossman from Eretz Yisrael. And then the name of the Sefer again is Haggadas HaPesach, and the work is based on a study, an analysis, what will the Haggadah look like when Mashiach comes? What passages will we say? What practices will we observe? Will it be the same as we have today? Will we be saying Lashana Haba Yerushalayim when we're already in Yerushalayim? And so forth. And especially this time of the year, Reb Schwab, I'm going to pull up the Mar Mekoymais, tells us in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva and Parshas Boy, that he had the zchus to be from the Shoifsei Shabbos of the together with the Chafetz Chaim, and Reb Schwab. Let's see. He writes in Parshas Boy, Amru Chazal, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidon Ligoel. We've been beginning a lot of shiurim with this passage of Reb Schwab. He says when he was zoicha to be among those who would spend the Shabbos by Maran Hagoyin HaKadosh HaChavetz Chaim. It was Parshas HaChodesh Shnas Tafresh Tzadi. Are you able to read from the screen? You able to see? Yeah, could you see? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. He says, when I was Mishoivsei Shabbos by the Chavetz Chaim, it was Parshas HaChodesh Tafresh Tzadi, which is 1930. The Chavetz Chaim opened up and he began, B'Nisan Nigalu, V'Nisan Asidan Ligal. In Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan we are destined to be redeemed. So the Chavetz Chaim would say, even though we need to wait daily for the coming of Mashiach, and we are Achak Eloi B'chol Yom Sheyavoi, but nevertheless, when the month of Nisan comes, the Chavetz Chaim would say, we have a tradition, Asidan Ligal, and therefore in our minds, when Nisan comes, it should be like not a possibility, but it should be a safek hashakol. It should be like 50-50 that in fact Mashiach will come during this month. Could you lower the temperature by 1 degree? Not in here. Oh, there. So I remember, you know, we all wait for Mashiach. We're all awaiting the coming of the Gula. Especially, we're living in a very unusual times, and all of the events of the last years, whether it was COVID, which was a disease that swept the world, And now, especially in the aftermath of eclipse and earthquake, so whenever these type of events happen, people are more in a frame of mind, and we're a little bit shaken up, and we're more open to dedicate ourselves. And of course, the events lend themselves to facilitating our awaiting the coming of Mashiach. My grandfather said that when he was in all the dark places, when he was in Auschwitz, he believed the Emunah Shleima that Mashiach was coming daily. And even though we all say we're waiting for Mashiach, the way my grandfather awaited Mashiach, like when you order something on Amazon and they say it's coming Monday or Tuesday and the doorbell rings on Monday, you say, hey, maybe that's my package. So he awaited it in a very real way. So let's try to, for a moment, picture ourselves as if Mashiach has come and we're in Yerushalayim and we're being makariv the Karban Pesach. And let's try to imagine, what would the Seder look like? What would our homes look like? What would the evening look like? Pesach Leil Seder in Yerushalayim Kishaba Mashiach. Now we know that in our times, when we arrange the Seder, we start the Seder by saying the Simanim. Now, wait a second. Yachatz? Why do we break the middle matzah to put away the bigger half for the Afikoyman? Why do we have an Afikoyman to commemorate the Karban Pesach? Would we still commemorate a Karban Pesach when Mashiach comes and we have a Karban Pesach? It would not be reasonable to commemorate a Karban Pesach when we have the Karban Pesach. Therefore, when Mashiach comes, Yachatz is obsolete. Friends, you owe me big time. I just saved you a lot of money. Because if there's no Yachatz, there's no Afikoyman. And if there's no Afikoyman, there's no Afikoyman present. So I tell my kids, and they're in the room now because of Ben Azmanim, I tell my kids, you know, I am such a mammon in the Bias HaMashiach, even now I don't give Afikoyman presents. Because, you know, Mashiach might come. And if Mashiach comes, it's a bizoyon to give an Afikoyman. So I don't know, I'm just joking. Now I can't get away with that. They don't let me get away with that. But I'm going to give it a shot, you know. But, friends, do you know how much money I just saved you? When Mashiach comes, you know, people are very worried. What's going to be with their businesses when Mashiach comes? Friends, you don't need a business. Most of your earnings anyway go to Afikoyman presents. I'm saying, out of your salary. Well, you know, what are the big expenses? The main expense in the course of the year is buying your children, and especially if you have grandchildren, Afikoyman presents. So I've just saved you. There will not be any Afikoyman presents when Mashiach comes. The whole reason for Afikoyman is Zeichel Pesach. And there's no Yachatz when Mashiach comes. There's no Yachatz. Why would you break the middle matzah? However, we know that the Seder is Yachol mi ba'od yom tam elayim ba'yamahu. Iba yamahu yachol mi ba'od yom tam elayim ba'avruzeh lo'y nemer ele b'shah shematzah umroirim munachim lefanecha. We only say the Haggadah when the matzah marah are before you. But when Mashiach comes, the Karban Pesach will have to be there also. So it means you'll have to bring the Karban Pesach to the table. So right after you wash your hands, before Karpas, they're going to have a ritual called Hatzagas HaPesach, bringing the Karban Pesach to the table. Hatzagas HaPesach. So we're going to have to change the tune a little bit. You'll see what I'm going to do. But it's going to be a little bit complicated. That's why we need to prepare. Now, okay. Magid, Rachsa, Moitzi Matzah, Marar. Now, are you going to have Koirech? The whole reason for Koirech is Zecher LeMikdash. A Zecher to what they did when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. But here, the Beis HaMikdash is standing. So, now, when they ate the Karban Pesach, they would eat it al hasoiva. They would eat it in satiety, which means they would first eat the chagiga. So after the marar, we're going to have chagiga. Now, also, tzafon is done. There's no more hiding the afikoyman. So this is going to be a little bit of a problem, because Afikoman is one of the most entertaining times of the year. You're going to have to figure out other ways to entertain your kids. If you never learned how to juggle, when Mashiach comes, you may have to learn how to juggle. You may have to learn, I don't know what, how to pull a rabbit out of your hat. You're going to have to learn other skills. But don't, you can't rely on the Afikoman anymore. You're going to say, I pulled my Afikoman out of my hat, out of my sleeve, out of my pillow. No, 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 none of that. There's nothing to do with Afikoman. Okay? And then there's Birchas Hashir, which is Nishmas. So if you're gonna, you wanted to know, what am I going to sing when Mashiach comes? Kadesh Orchatz Karpas. Don't say Yachatz. So we're going to have to do it like this. Let's try. Kadesh Orchatz Hatzagas HaPesach Karpas. Magid rachsa moitzi matza. Here's where it gets complicated. Marar chagiga pesach shulchan oirech. Yeah, I have to work on that one a little bit. Again, marar chagiga pesach shulchan oirech. And then barech halel berchas hashir nirtza. Okay, I'm giving you. You know, you want to work on that. You want to get that down. You don't want to, when Mashiach comes, you're going to be like breaking your teeth of the beginning of the Seder. You need to like sound prepared. Okay? You don't want Mashiach to think like you weren't waiting for him. So if you have this song down pat, Mashiach said, wow, you know, not bad. You were really waiting for me. Okay? So let's go through this slowly. Now let's talk about the Ka'ara. You think you're going to have a piece of roasted meat on the Ka'ara? Why do you have a piece of roasted meat? Zecher le Karban Pesach. Zecher le Karban Pesach. Well, you're not going to have a Zecher, you're going to have the Karban Pesach. So there's no Zroya. What about the Be'a? The Be'a is either for Avelos, which you're not going to have, or Zecher le Chagiga. So there's no egg. Okay, so I know many people, I'll tell you, it wasn't really my minhag, but we sort of adopted it. Many people eat an egg at the beginning of the meal. And I'll tell you the truth. You like hard-boiled eggs dipped in salt? I mean, if you have nothing to eat, you'll eat a hard-boiled egg. Well, most Jews are not going around eating hard-boiled eggs dipped in salt. But by the time 11:30 at night comes and you haven't eaten since the afternoon, it's the most delicious thing. You'd eat anything. If they would give you a blue punch bowl, you would eat it. So you would dip it in salt and eat it. But there are not going to be any eggs being dipped in salt in the beginning of the Seder, okay? Now, there's no yachatz. So if there's no yachatz, probably there are only two matzos. So think about how much money I saved you already. No afikoman present, and you only need two matzos at the Seder. Each matzah, you have to take out a mortgage just to buy each matzah. Okay, you need to like get financing to buy each matzah. So you save a whole matzah. You don't only have to have two matzahs. You're not breaking the middle matzah. There's no yachatz at the Seder. So you've already saved about half of your earnings, and the shir is only 10 minutes in so far. Okay, now we're up to orchatz. We wash your hands. Now wait a second. This is not a regular washing of the hands like you used to do when you lived in Brooklyn. When you lived in Brooklyn, then you were just commemorating what a Seder was really like. You weren't actually eating kudshim, but now you're going to have kudshim at your table. And when you eat kudshim, you need to eat even the chulin b'taras hakodesh. And then the netila is a chayva. So if you're going to eat a kezayis of karpas, some people eat a kezayis of karpas, then you're going to have to make a bracha on the tilas yadayim. If you're not going to eat a kezayis of karpas, then l'chayra, you don't make a bracha. Now, hatzagas ha-pesach. Here's the thing. Are your hands clean? If your hands are tamei, then you can't go to your sink and take out your little washing cup and wash your hands. You need to do tevila on your hands. So you have to be toivel your hands, like kodshim, before you touch kodshim. And therefore you make a bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah sabitzivanu al tevilas yodayim. Now, you're going to bring the Karban Pesach before the Mesubim. Make sure, could you hear me, everyone? Could you hear me? Make sure you don't take the Karban Pesach out of the room. If the Karban Pesach leaves the room and leaves your gaze, then it becomes pusle and you're going to have to burn it. And let's say a rat comes, a mouse comes, and drags out your Karban Pesach, then you're going to have to leave it till the morning and burn it after Yom Tov. You don't want to be burning your Karban Pesach. You know how good the Karban Pesach is? You know how good lamb al ha'esh, without any, maybe you could put a little salt on it, a little, you know, a little seasoning. It's nothing like it. It's mamish me'ein olam haba. It's like Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden. Basar tleh al ha'esh, it's delicious. Lamb chop, stack of lamb, unbelievable. Okay, now yachatz we're done with. Yachatz is passé. It's so yesterday, yachatz. Okay, we're finished with yachatz because we don't need an afikomen. Magid. Now, in some kind of a custom that they say in the beginning of Magid, Bivahilu yatsanu mi mitzrayim. Ha lachma anya diachalu avasana ba'arda mitzrayim. Okay, now are we going to say Kol dichvin yese v'yechal? Whoever's hungry, come and eat. Maybe. Are you gonna say kol ditzrich, anyone who needs, yetze v'yivsach? No, because you can't invite people to Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach is only nechal ela lemenuyav. Karban Pesach can only be eaten by those who are designated to be part of it from the beginning. You will not say the words kol ditzrich yese v'yivsach. Now you know what else you won't say? Ha shata ha ha lishana haba ba'arad Yisrael. You're not going to say this year we're in Williamsburg, next year we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to say those words because you are in Eretz Yisrael. Ha shata. You're not going to say Hashata Hacha Lishana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashata Avdei Lishana Haba B'nei Chayir. And you're not going to say, this year I'm a slave to my job, next year I'm going to be free. Pal, you're free already. You don't have to work anymore. Because why not? Don't I have to make a living? I already told you, there are no Afikoyman presents. You're not going to have to make a living anymore. So you're not going to be a slave, and you will not say those words of Halach Ma'anya. So far, you've saved a lot of money. No afikoymen, no second matzah, and you've already saved 20 seconds on your seder because you get to skip the second half of halach ma'anya. What you're going to do with all your newfound time, you know, that's going to be a big problem. But don't worry, we're already going to make up those missing 20 seconds because actually this next part is going to make your seder take a good 30 minutes longer. Let me explain. The majority of the Seder is to locate the youngest in the family. Why? Because he needs to say the Manashtana. Where did he go? Where did he run off? He's under the table. He's upstairs. He's in the basement. So you got to get the little kid. Then you have to convince him to say the Manashtana. He doesn't want to. He's embarrassed. He forgot it. He never learned it. He doesn't go to yeshiva. They didn't teach it in his yeshiva. They didn't teach it this year. He doesn't speak in public. So you know how it is with the Manashtana. And you know how long it takes just to get 4 questions out of the kid. Now you got to get 5 questions out of the kid. And then especially in those families where everyone in the family says the Manashtana, so you're adding on, you know, it's going to add on a big chunk of the Seder. But luckily, the Afikoyman, the manhunt for the Afikoyman, which you know how long that could take to locate the Afikoyman. So it's basically, we'll call it a wash. Because we are adding a 5th question to the Manashtana, we're going to say Shabachal, Shabachal, Halelois, Anu Eichlim, Chameitzu Matzah, Halayla Hazeh Kulay Matzah, Shabachal, Halelois, Anu Eichlim, Shaar Yirakois, Halayla Hazeh Kulay Mara. Fana Lenech Fana Gansayar, Esin Mir. Basar, tzali, shalok, umavushal. Every other night of the year, we could have barbecue, extra cooked. and cooked halayla hazeh this night kulayt sali, only barbecue. That's going to be the fifth question when Mashiach comes. So you want to have that question down. Halayla hazeh. You also want to make sure it fits into the tune. You don't want to have to come tonight and say there, Elio, I know he's going to come, and you're saying halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, kulay tzali. So study that now. Get it down. If you say Manishtana in Yiddish, in Swahili, in Italian, make sure you have the proper translations of basar, tzali, shalok, umavusha. Fine. The Haggadah continues. Yachal meirosh chodesh, tamad loymer bayoyim hahu. I bayoyim hahu, yachal miboid yoyim. Tamad loymer ba'avur zeh. I would think you could start saying the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh, therefore it says, from that day. If from that day, I would think while it's still day, therefore it says, Ba'avur zeh. Ba'avur zeh, lo yamarti, ela b'shah, sheyesh matzah umarar munachim lefanecha. So Rabbi Grossman has a ha'ara that the pasuk of Higata Telebincha is coming from the parsha of Karban Pesach. Why don't we say B'shah Shepesach Matzah Umar Munachim Lefanecha? So it's a good question, and I think the answer is we don't say B'shah Shepesach Matzah Umar because we don't have a Karban Pesach. However, I would suggest that when Mashiach comes, we will say B'shah Sheyesh Pesach Matzah Umarar Munachim Lefanecha. Now, Rabbi Grossman suggests he has a Ha'ara. And I think it's a valid ha'ara. I do not necessarily agree with it. That when Mashiach comes, the parsha of Mikra Bikurim that we darshan in the Haggadah will be a little bit different. Let me explain. You know, in the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, we darshan four psukim. Arami oyvei rovi, vayered mitzrayma, vayagar sham, b'mesei ma'at. Vayisham legoy gadol osam vara vayareu oisanu amitzim vayanunu vayinu alena vayda kasha vanitzak el Hashem lekei avaseinu. The thing is, in the Haggadah, there is a fifth pasuk in the parasha Mikra Bikurim, and we don't darshan it. However, in the Sifri does darshan a fifth pasuk. The fifth pasuk is about that Hashem brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a very simple reason why we don't mention the fifth pasuk normally in the Galus, because we're in Chutz La'aretz, so we don't recite the fifth pasuk and the way it's expounded by Chazal. Rabbi Grossman suggests that when Mashiach comes, we will, in fact, invoke the fifth pasuk in the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, and we will expound it, and we'll read as follows. Vayivienu el hamakim hazeh. Vayiten lanu es haaretz hazois, eretz zavas chalav udvash. Vayivienu el hamakim hazeh, ze beis hamikdash. Oyachal ze eretz Yisrael, kishuhu oymer, vayiten lanu es haaretz hazois, havi oymer eretz Yisrael. Uma tamal oymer, vayivienu el hamakim hazeh. Bischar biyasinu el hamakim hazeh, nasan lanu es haaretz hazois, eretz zavas chalav udvash. Now this passage appears in the Sifri, in Parshas Kisavai, as a continuum of the previous psukim that were expounded. And Rabbi Grossman suggests that when Mashiach comes, this will be appendaged to the Haggadah. I would argue that that may not be the case, for the following reason. We have four Lashonos of Geula, V'hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti. The Vilna Gaon says that vilakachti should not be counted. It's vehoitzesi, viitzalti, vigaalti, and the Gra says vigaalti should be read biyad chazaka uvizraya netuya. But vilakachti, which is a reference to Matan Torah, is not included in the four lashonos of Geula, and the Gra says if it were, then we should count the fifth lashon of Geula, vehevesi eschem el haaretz. In other words, if you're counting benefits besides the immediate Exodus, the immediate Yetzias Mitzrayim, we should count Vilakachti, which is Kabbalah Satayra. And if we're going to count Vilakachti, which is Kabbalah Satayra, we should also count Vehevesi, which is the giving of Eretz Yisrael. The thing is that almost all the Rishonim and all of our Gersois have the four Lashonis of Geula, V'hoitzeisi, V'yitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti. And they don't count V'hevesi. Why? Why count the giving of the Torah as one of the Lashonis of Geula and not count entering Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, and we've spoken about this, while the gift of Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful gift and we're grateful for it and the Jewish people need Eretz Yisrael, it's not part of the Exodus. But the giving of the Torah is part of the Exodus because the entire purpose of the Exodus is Kabbalah HaTorah. So therefore, like Hashem said, When I take you out of Mitzrayim, you'll serve me on this mountain. So it is sort of the whole objective of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, from here we see that as great a gift as going into Eretz Yisrael is, it's not really part of what we're commemorating the night of the Seder. So I'm not convinced that we would darshan the pasuk of Hevesi Eschem El Aretz. Fine. Here's another tweak we're going to have to make. You know how careful we are that when we say Pesach, Shahayu Aveisenu Oichlem, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Al Shema, you know, and we don't point to the Pesach, we point to the Matzah, we point to the Maror, we don't Chas V'Shalom point to the Zroya. But when Mashiach comes and we eat from the Karban Pesach, we're not going to say, we're going to point to it. And we're not going to say that they used to eat. Shahayu oichan aviseinu. We're going to say Pesach zeh sha'anu oichem, that we eat. Okay. Let's move on. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. The bracha before the second kais. We're going to say Asher Ga'alanu, that you redeemed us. V'ga'al as aviseinu, and you redeemed our forefathers mi'mitzrayim, v'higiyanu la'layla hazeh. Le'echo boy Pesach Matzah Mara. So not just le'echo boy, but le'echo boy Matzah Mara. We're going to say Pesach Matzah Mara. And now our nusach is Kein Hashem Eloikeinu ve'Elokei aviseinu. We pray, Yagienu l'mayadim l'gam achirim. Help us reach other occasions. Habam l'krosenu shalom, that we should come to in peace. Smeichim b'vinyan irecha, rejoicing in the binyan of your city. V'sasim b'avedasecha. V'noichal sham min hazvachim v'napsachim. We will eat there from the karbanos. Asher yagia dama makim zachal ratzav v'noidel shmecha. Now that we're in Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash is standing and Mashiach has come, we're not going to pray that Hashem should allow us to reach other occasions. We've made it. So we say, we thank you for allowing us to reach this occasion, to eat Pesach Matzah Mara, rejoicing in your city. U'moidim anachnu lach, we thank you, al ge'ulaseinu v'al pedus nafshenu. We thank you for our redemption. Baruch atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. Okay. Now, before we eat the matzah, the Rambam Shita is that when matzah and mor are doiraisa, you can eat them together. And you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedeshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu al achilas matzah umroirim. So you can eat the matzah and the mor. What about the Karban Pesach? Now, before we eat the Karban Pesach, it was recommended, the Karban Pesach is eaten in satiety, when you're full. Chagiga on the 14th is a reshus, it's not a chayva. And it's eaten for 2 days and one night, like all other zvachim. So it's Rabbi Grossman brings that maybe we'll say the following Braisa, Emosai Mevian Chagiga Ma Pesach. When do we bring the Karm Chagiga with the Karm Pesach? Vizman Shuba Bachol, if it's a weekday, Uve Tahara, and you're bringing it B'Tahara, Uve Muat, and there's not so much people eating. In other words, there's there's not enough meat to go around. If the 14th comes out on Shabbos, we don't need a chagiga. Or if the Karm Pesach is coming b'tumah, we don't need a chagiga. Or if there's enough meat on the Karm Pesach itself, we don't bring the chagiga. We'll only be makar of the Karm Pesach. But friends, if Erev Pesach is a weekday like this year, and we are tahar, and there's not enough carbon Pesach to go around, we're going to make a bracha before we eat the chagiga. The chagiga is mamish delicious. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al achilas hazavach. Wow, that was delicious. You just, for the first time, ingested something that the item itself has kedusha. You didn't eat your esrog, you don't eat your tzitzis, you don't eat your tefillin, but you could eat kudshim. You're ingesting kudshim, you're digesting it, and you're reconstituting its molecules to make up you. Okay. Now, if you only have one kezayis of the Karban Pesach, then you'll save it till the end of the meal, so it will be the last thing you eat. But if you have a bunch of kezayisim, you could start eating the Karban Pesach immediately, and you're going to make the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu al achilas ha-pasach. And then you can eat the Karm Pesach. Now you can eat whatever you want. Just because Mashiach is here, you are allowed to eat hard-boiled eggs mixed in salt. I just don't recommend them. You could still eat gefilte fish. It's okay. Don't say no, they only eat gefilte fish in Brooklyn, in Muncie, in Lakewood. You're allowed to eat gefilte fish in Yerushalayim. You could eat soup. You could eat carrots. You could eat your crepes with the egg shell, whatever you want to eat. Then at the end of the meal, you have another kezayis of the Karm Pesach, which will be the last thing you eat. Nothing will be eaten after it, except for the final two kezayis. Let's talk about Berchas Hamazon. Do you think in the third bracha, the first bracha, Berchas Hamazon, is very simple? Now, I just wonder, I don't think we're going to sing Shir Hamalois, B'Shuv Hashem, Eshivas Tzion Hayinu Kachamim, Oz Yimaleis Chag Pinu Ol Sheinenu Rina, Oz Yomru V'Agoyim Higdol Hashem Lasa Semelei. Hey, I didn't even think about that until now. You think we're going to talk about the return to Tzion after 70 years of Golas Bavel? And that then, when Mashiach comes, our mouth will be full of laughter? We're going to have a different parak of Tehillim to sing when Mashiach comes. You know what? Let me be the first to propose. Actually, there is a halleluka. Yehuda, can you bring me a siddur? There is a halleluka which is designated for the coming of Mashiach. We say it every day. The third halleluka is the halleluka. Now, this is going to be a challenge because, you know, one of the milas of Shir Hamalos is that any tune you pick fits to Shir Hamalos. You could pick like some random tune, and Shir Hamalos fits perfectly. I don't know if every parak in Tehillim it's going to work, but I'm proposing when Mashiach comes, we're going to sing Halleluka, Halleluah Hashem in Hashamayim, Halleluka, Halleluah Hashem in Hashamayim, Halleluah Miroimim, Halleluka Malo. I don't know. You're going to have to work on this, but you might want to find a tune. But I think before benching, probably something else will be sung. What about Rachim Na Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael, the Al Yushalayim? You think we're going to say Uvenei Yerushalayim? It's built. So it's suggested, he brings here from Harav Doiv Lior, that when the Beit Hamikdash will be built, the Nusach will be different. We're going to ask Hashem not to have mercy, but to preserve. Kayim Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha, perhaps. And we're not going to say Boinei Barachama, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Baruch atah Hashem, Bnei Yerushalayim, Amen. Okay, then at the end of benching, I don't think we're going to say, Harachaman hu yizakenu l'chaye limois HaMashiach. I don't think we're going to say, limois HaMashiach. What about... And I think some of the harachamans are going to change. I don't think we're going to say harachamanu yishbar uleinu me'altzar v'reinu v'hu yalichinu kamiyas artzeinu. We're not going to say harachamanu yishlach lanu es Eliyahu hanavi zachor latoiv. Because he already sent him. We already saw Eliyahu. He already came. So the benching is going to get a lot shorter. So I saved you even more time. Did you realize this? The second half of halach ma'anya, no afi kaimen, you don't say the word berachamav, and now most of the harachamans are not relevant anymore. Unbelievable. Okay, now here's the thing. One of the highlights of my seder is you open up the door and... And you scream out, Shafai Chamatzchel Agoyim! But we're not going to need to do that. Because once Mashiach comes, our enemies will have been delivered the ultimate revenge. V'lo yiyasarid lebeis Esav, v'gam oyevenu Yishmael noiflim lefaneinu. So, when Mashiach comes, we're not going to say Shafai Chamaschel Hagoyim. So it suggests that maybe, I don't even know if we're going to open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. I'm not sure. But maybe we're going to open up the door and daven that Klal Yisrael should fulfill its historic role of being an Ar Lagoyim, and that the whole world should come together. Ba'aguda Achas, Lasos Ritzoyin B'Lev Shalem. So here he suggests, Lo yareu v'lo yashchisu b'chal har kodshi, ki mala ha'aretz deya el es Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim, v'hayam midei chodesh b'chodshoi, u'midei Shabbos b'shabbato, yovoi chobosor l'shtachavoi s'fonai, amar Hashem. And then it suggested we're going to sing, v'yehesa yuchahoy li avdecha, V'hivarchu shem kivoydecha V'yagidu voyim tzedkecha V'yidrushucha mim lo yidoucha. And then, you know, V'halelucha kolapseya. Like we sing on the Yom Noraim. V'yishmu rechaykim v'yavoyu v'yitnu lecha keser melucha. Okay, we're going to say Hallel. And when you make the Al HaGefen V'Al Pri HaGefen, don't say Rachim Na Hashem Lekenu, but rather say Kayem Lanu Hashem Lekenu Es Yisrael Amecha Ves Yushalayim Yirecha. Now Nirtza. Now, back in the Gullus, back in your Brooklyn days, or wherever you live, in Queens, Long Island, Williamsburg, Muncie, Lakewood, Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, Nebraska, wherever you live, we used to say, Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchasai. So far, so good. We concluded the Seder Kalacha. Kechal Mishpatai V'chukasai. Kasher Zachinu L'Saderoisai. We say, just like we were Zoicha to arrange it, Kein Nizke L'Asoisai, we should be Zoicha to actually do it. But when Mashiach comes, we're going to say, probably, Kasher zachinu lasois oisoi, just like we were zoicha to do it, kein iske lasoisoi, kein iske lasoisoi. Now, in the Golos, we said, Zach shoichein me'oina, pure one, who lives on high, koimem kahal, erect the congregation, adas mimana of the community, who could count it? Bekoroiv nahel nitechahana, soon we will guide You will guide those who were planted. Peduyim letzia in Barina. So we're going to say, Zach shoichein me'ayna. Instead of koimeim, boicher kahal adas mimahana. Bishirei halel nitechana. Bishirei halel nitechana. Peduyim letzia. Instead of peduyim letziain, because we're already in Tzion, we're going to say peduyim bitziain. And then, you know, Nirtza will have to be re-examined. A lot of it is a tefillah for the coming of the Geula. So some suggest maybe we're going to say other parakim of Tehillah, maybe Mizmar Shir, Chanukas, Habayis, LeDavid. And I would say one of the main things, one of the main differences, is we are not going to sing after Chasal Seder Pesach, Leshana Haba B'Yerushalayim Leshana. I guess we're going to say, Leshana Hazois, B'Yerushalayim, Leshana Hazois, B'Yerushalayim. So it's worthwhile to be aware that there are going to be a number of differences and discrepancies in the recitation of the Haggadah and in the procedure of the Seder and in all the practices of Leil Seder, Bezas Hashem, when Mashiach comes. Be'ikr, we're going to have real Achilas Kodshim. We're going to have a Karban Pesach, and probably the main difference is there will not be an Afikoyman anymore. But maybe we could say, you know, the Chassam Sofer says that when Mashiach comes, there will still be 2 days of Yom Tov as a Zecher to the Galus. And I think that means when Mashiach comes, there'll be 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So according to that, if we have a day of Yom Tov to commemorate the Galus, probably there will be something at the Seder as a Zecher for the Afikoman. That's my guess, that there will be some kind of Zecher to commemorate the highlight of the Seder of the Afikoman. And in that case, you better invest your money now and make sure you have enough savings to save up for the Zecher of the Afikoman presence that will be Be'ezus Hashem when Mashiach comes. Maybe this should be one of the questions we ask Eliyahu when Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Does Afikoman presence, do they still apply when Mashiach comes? Until then, we hope for the great day that we should be Zoicha to V'noichal Sham min Hazvachim u'min Hapsachim, to be able to be Mekayim Achilas Kodshim B'Leil HaSeder, and we should all be Zoicha Kasher Zachinu La'asois Oisai in the month of Nisan, where not only B'Nisan Nigalu u'V'Nisan Asin Ligal, the Medrash Tanchuma says, B'Tesvav B'Nisan Nigalu u'V'Tesvav B'Nisan Asin Ligal, especially the Reikach says, V'Ne'emar Ki Fada Hashem Es Yaakov U'Golai Miyad Chazak Mimenu Baruch Ata Hashem Go'al Yisrael. 15 words, because on the 15th of Nisan we will be redeemed, and on the 15th of Nisan we are destined to be redeemed. We should be zoicha, kein nizke la'asoysoy. I wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach. Please join us Wednesday evening at 8:30 for the final shir on Pesach and the Haggadah. You could join us Friday also throughout the week. But the next Monday shir will be after Pesach. Have a chag kosher v'sameach, everyone. Thanks for joining. Kol tov.
Last thing, if someone doesn't like
lamb. Lamb? Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.